Joining us now is the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, Tony Blinken. Mr. Blinken, you heard the Prime Minister. He says no way, no how, as long as Hamas is involved. So where do you go from here?
Bob, first of all, we've been leading through Secretary Kerry an effort to bring the parties together to see if we could get to a peace agreement. They've made significant progress, but they also are at a point where each side has to make very, very tough decisions, and thus far they're not prepared to make them. And so I think we need to step back, let each side consider the alternatives, and then see if there's a basis to move forward. When it comes to Hamas and Fatah, we've heard this story before. There have been periodic announcements that they were going to try to get together. What we heard this week from President Abbas was an announcement that they would begin a conversation to see if they could form a unity government. Let's see what happens. But our principles are very clear. Any Palestinian government has to recognize Israel. It has to renounce violence. It has to accept past agreements. That's the basis upon which we would work with such a government, and it's reasonable to expect Israel to work with such a government on that basis as well.
All right. Well, let's get on to the other story that is dominating the news, the crisis in Ukraine. President Obama this morning issued a new warning to the Russians over Ukraine.
So long as Russia continues down the path of provocation rather than trying to resolve this issue peacefully and de-escalating, there are going to be consequences, and those consequences will continue to grow.
So what are the consequences?
Bob, a week ago, the Russians signed onto a roadmap to de-escalate the crisis in Ukraine. Unfortunately, they haven't lived up to any of the commitments that they made in that agreement. And so on Friday, even though he was in Asia, the president convened a call with all of the senior European leaders, and they agreed that starting this week, we would exert additional pressure on Russia through sanctions, and that'll begin to roll out as early as tomorrow. We've already seen a significant impact of the pressure we've exerted on Russia over the last several weeks. Their financial markets down 22% since the beginning of the year. The ruble at its lowest levels ever. Foreign investment sitting on the fence, and growth being in great jeopardy.
But here's the thing. None of that has worked so far. Why do you think it's going to work now?
President Putin has to make a fundamental choice. He had a compact with his people, and the compact is this. I'll deliver economic growth for you if you remain politically complacent. The growth started to dry up at the beginning of the year, and then this crisis hit. And through Putin's actions, he's isolated Russia, isolated his economy. The steps we'll take will further that. That's not where we want to go, but unfortunately, it's where we have to go, given what he's done. That means that the compact he has with his people is in great jeopardy. He has to make a very hard choice. He can either continue to do what he's doing in Ukraine or pull back, engage in a diplomatic process, and take some of that pressure off.
Our European allies are going to have to make some hard choices, too. Do you have assurance that they are with the United States on that?
As a result of President Obama's leadership, yes. He has been in constant communication with our European allies, again, even from Asia. And what he did on Friday in bringing them all together, focusing them on the fact that Russia has not made good on its commitments, getting an agreement to move forward with additional pressure and additional sanctions, they're with us. And indeed, being deliberate about this, having them with us, makes what we do that much more effective. That's why we put a premium on it.
Who in his inner circle is going to be hit with visa bans and asset freezes on Monday?
Well, we're going to save a little news for Monday, but what I can tell you is this. We will be looking to designate people who are in his inner circle, who have a significant impact on the Russian economy. We'll be looking to designate companies that they and other inner circle people control. We'll be looking at taking steps as well with regard to high technology exports to their defense industry. All of this together is going to have an impact.
All right. Thank you so much.